and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Come along now, Florrie. I'm going to take your crutches away from you, and you're going to walk across the room to where Miss Utterson is standing. Now, are you ready, Margaret?
Yes, quite ready. And here's the new doll you're going to get when you reach me, Florrie.
Dr. Jekyll, I can't get that far by myself.
Oh, yes, you can. There's nothing the matter with you anymore. The operation and that holiday in the country has completely cured you. Now, come now. Give me those crutches.
I'm sure I'm going to fall.
Not a bit of it. Now, steady now. Take your time. First one foot, then the other. That's the way. Now hang on to me until you get your balance.
Good. Oh, that's splendid, Florrie. Come on. Just a little way across the room.
Won't the other children be envious when they see your dolly? Just a few steps more now. That's the way. Bring your other foot forward. Now I'm going to take away my arm.
Now I've fallen out myself.
Well, what if you do? You can get up again. But you're not going to fall now. Get your balance. There now. Off you go on your own. Bravo.
Oh, good girl. Splendid.
I got across all by myself.
Of course you did. I told you there was nothing wrong with you. Now come along, Margaret. Let her have her doll. She's earned it.
Are you busy, Dr. Jekyll?
No, nurse. What is it?
There's a crowd of people outside wanting to see you. I think it's some sort of a deputation.
Deputation? Whatever for?
It's supposed to be a great surprise, but I think they've made a collection amongst themselves to buy you and Miss Margaret a wedding present.
Well, I never.
Oh, how lovely of them, Henry. Out of their poor little bits of savings.
Are you ready, Margaret?
Yes. I feel quite nervous. I'm an interloper here. It's you they've come to pay tribute to.
Not a bit of it. They've come to know and to love you, too. Who is it that visits them and brings them things to eat? Oh,
who's been telling tales?
Your good deeds have found you out. Now, come along. Let's go and face the ordeal together.
Our first wedding present, Henry.
And we'll never get another. That will mean so much to me.
John! Well, you are a surprise. Where have you come from?
I got back to England yesterday.
And where have you been all this time? You haven't written or sent us a word of any kind.
Oh, some of the places I got to were rather a long way from post offices, Margaret.
Oh, then sit down and tell me all about it. Oh, you don't know how nice it is to see you.
Really? Do you mean it?
Oh, of course I do. I've missed you terribly.
Oh, Margaret.
Only the other day I was saying to Henry that I'd miss your face at our wedding and now you'll be here.
Ah, yes, but I didn't come back to be in time for your wedding.
What did bring you back?
Well, almost 3 months ago, a bag of mail did reach me where I was, away out in the wilds of Africa, and one of the letters told me that your wedding had been put off. I decided to come back to England right away.
Why, John?
You've got no need to ask me that.
The wedding was only put off on account of Mr. Jekyll's death. And for no other reason at all, John.
While there's life, there's hope. Have you never heard that?
Yet 2 years ago, you suddenly set sail for the other side of nowhere.
The more fool me. I'd abandoned hope, but somehow, when I got that letter, I had a feeling that fate was giving me another chance, and I'd come back to find out.
Oh, John, you mustn't. It's absolutely out of the question. Why, everything's arranged. It's only a little more than 3 weeks.
When I see you coming down the aisle of the church as Henry's wife, I'll know it's time to give up hope.
John, why do you talk like that?
Why do you think? Because I love you.
John, dear, it hurts me to hear you say that. You pour out this precious thing at my feet and I...
You don't even want it?
No, it's not that. You know I feel proud and pleased that you should think me worthy, but... Oh, why couldn't you have given it to someone who would return your love? Give you what you so well deserve.
Because, Margaret, darling, there's no one who can give me what I want but you.
Don't say that. You must put me out of your thoughts. Forget me.
What do you think I've been trying to do all the time I've been away? There were thousands of miles between us. Yet I never forgot you for a day.
It's very lovely of you, John. And if it wasn't for Henry...
Yes, go on.
It certainly would have been you.
I don't wish him any harm, my dear.
No, no, no. You mustn't say it. I shouldn't have said what I did. I don't know what's come over me.
I don't know either. But I tell you, Margaret, my hopes have never been so high as they are at this moment.
Stop it. If you say things like that, I'll have to send you away, not see you.
Don't you trust yourself?
I do, I do. But I mustn't even let myself think of the possibility of Henry not being here.
Yet the thought is there. By heavens, Margaret, I was right when I decided to come home as fast as I could and have another try for you.
You weren't. Don't you understand that I'm to be married in 3 weeks' time?
3 weeks? Anything might happen in that time. Ah, no, Margaret, you can't shake me off so easily this time. I want you more than anything in heaven or earth. And I'm going to try and get you by every means I can.
Glad I've seen you. What chased you off? Why, of course, the park.
Well, well. Sit down in this seat and get your breath.
Thanks.
Tell me, how have you been getting along?
That's just what I want to talk to you about. I've been that worried.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, you know Ide.
No, I don't know him, but go on.
Well... He went a while ago, I told you. You know, that time he went off with Henry Jekyll to some place in Austria?
Oh, yes, sir. Kolovina.
Well...
Yes?
He hasn't never come back again.
Hasn't he?
No. I've never seen or heard so much as a sign of him from that day to this. And that's nearly 4 months ago now.
So it is. But aren't you rather pleased about that? I gathered you didn't like him very much.
I didn't like him. I hated him. But at least he gave me money. Kept me in food.
I see. But didn't he make any provision for you while he was away?
Oh, he left me some money. But that's all gone. Then the tradespeople kept on letting me have things for a while, but now they're starting to turn nasty.
And... You don't know what to do?
No, I don't. You see, well, you know how it is with me. If I go out looking for work, someone's sure to start asking questions.
Yes, yes, sir. I understand.
Dr. Lanyon, please don't think I'm trying to put anything over on you, but if it ever came out that you and Henry was mixed up with me...
Yes, sir, you don't need to remind me of that, Hetty. I sometimes break out in a cold sweat myself to think what might be the result if it got known that we'd helped you to escape that time.
Yeah, that's what I think about, too. So, something's got to be done, hasn't it?
Yes, certainly something has got to be done.
I haven't wanted to do it, but seeing as how I met you, I might as well be truthful with you. I was on my way to see Henry when I spotted you.
Then I'm mighty glad you did see me.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't be too welcome turning up at his place.
Well, might make things a little awkward for him. See, Hetty, he's going to be married very soon.
Married? Is he? Some girl in society, I suppose.
Well, someone he's known all his life.
Known all his life? All the same, I bet she don't know him like I do.
You're very bitter against him, aren't you?
Wouldn't you be?
Yes, perhaps I would. When I'll do something about all this, Hetty, you can count on me.
Oh, now I can. You're the only decent chap I think I ever struck in me whole life. Do you know, you've never done a single rotten thing since I've known you.
Well, if I'm the best you know, you must have been very unlucky, Hetty, old girl.
Unlucky? Oh, well, they say things change every 7 years. That perhaps I'm in for something good. It's just on 7 years since I first met Henry. And I thought he was the most wonderful and marvellous thing that ever walked or breathed. How I loved him. I guess even the girl he's going to marry don't care for him as much as I did.
Oh, look here, Hetty. You're not going to cry, are you?
Oh, there's no point to that. Don't know what came over me. Don't often let myself think of things like that. Guess I'm a little light in the head or something.
Are you? When did you eat last?
Day before yesterday.
Good Lord. Here, come over to this tea shop with me now and we'll soon fix that up. And have some money for you.
Thanks.
That'll last you for a while and then either Henry or I will come down to where you live and make some arrangements for you to carry on.
As long as it's not Hyde. I don't think I could stand the sight of him again. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I think I hear his footsteps in the room. He walks that light, just like some animal. And his eyes, they sort of shine in the dark. I couldn't stand no more of him. Not at any price.